preventing those pesky mosquito bites. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Since controlling adult mosquito populations is difficult, experts say it's best to take preventative measures. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Mosquito populations usually thrive in areas of standing water. But this year, with so many parts of the country flooded, the threat of increased populations and the various diseases those mosquitoes can transmit could potentially grow. According to Barb Ogg of University of Nebraska Extension,
what sometimes people think about is treating their lawn or yard, but they're going to have temporary success using any types of sprays.
So Ogg says the best way to prevent mosquito bites is applying insect repellents.
The best product that we still have is an old one, and that's those that have DEET in them. Those are the most readily available. You can find them in hardware stores, your pharmacy, and their drugstore, and places like that. So they're the most common. People should choose the type of repellent based on the activity that they're going to have. So in other words, if they know they're going to be out doing something for, say, 6 or 8 hours, then the best product might be a DEET repellent that has a fairly significant percentage of DEET, maybe 30% would probably work there. If they're only going to be out for a short time, they could use a different product, active ingredient, or DEET that's got lower percentage.
Now, there are other means to protect yourself from mosquito bite instead of repellents.
Certainly, people can stay indoors during the times that mosquitoes bite. So if people are outside, they're getting bitten, if they have to do yard work or whatever, they may be able to actually change the time that they do that during the day, and that might be helpful. Wearing long sleeves can be helpful, long pants, so there's not as much skin exposure to them.
One thing that won't work to repel mosquitoes, though, is bug zappers.
Mosquitoes aren't attracted to ultraviolet light, which those give off.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So make sure to get to your local store to purchase some mosquito repellent today. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.